except the linear isn't real. And the only way I can explain it is when you're talking about it, I'm actually experiencing it now, even though it occurred then. But it's here now, and it's still here now. It's getting very interesting. It's getting very interesting indeed. All right.
Very interesting. And somehow, well, I'll let them go ahead and say what they're going to say, comma, but that I was right after Helen and the notation about the Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. I'm like all ding, ding, ding about that. That you were talking to me about astronauts 2 weeks ago, and that's happening with that particular company. So there's something in the ethers about all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to do with the fathers is my second father, Henry Lockett, Henry Lockett, Henry Lockett. And I know that goes right back to the brothers. So we could have a lot of different things to talk about, and yet it feels no accident right mm-hmm. after Helen's message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting. I'm just receiving everybody in just a different way. So fascinating to me. All right, one moment, my love. So getting back to Helen just for a moment, Helen, you're going to start receiving some downloads that will explain the stories, the connections. And for whatever reason, because of your sensitivities, it's sort of like, how do I explain this? The reason they brought forth the message the way they did is to skip too far ahead doesn't really serve. And the reason being is we receive it into the intellect, we receive it in the mind. And so it's like someone telling me who I was in another lifetime or whatever, or what I'm going to do in this lifetime. It's all groovy until the next moment comes, and then you're still where you are. So this is where it's like they don't want to feed your ego. They don't want to feed the mind, because the whole point is to help you go beyond that. But there is more to come. They just want to add that there is more to come. You're going to open up to the truth of your soul, and all the connections will be there. But they're saying rest assured. But again, it's like to receive and then be in the intellect or the ego is actually counterproductive to your success formula. So follow the dotted line. So I just want to add that. All right, moving on to Heather. One moment, sweetheart. You're helping with calibration. And say your first name.
Heather.
You're helping with calibration. You're doing something with the energies that are afoot on the earth and some particular eventing. Spirit, or those that are supporting ascension, cannot override free will. They're showing me the Magician card. They can't override free will, but they can make the environment conducive to change or to support potentialities. So they're not allowed to interfere with free will, but they can almost like climate change a little bit, but not weather. Climate in terms of helping consciousness advance. So it's almost like sprinkling a little extra favoritism to the light, you know, so others can receive the light and respond accordingly. I have no idea exactly how this occurs. I just keep hearing calibration, calibration. So there's some portal that is, it's like there's amplification extending from it. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
It's like tipping the ratio in higher, I still see scales and little calibration, whatever. It's supporting potential outcomes to be in a favorable position. So you're part of this ranking organization that is quite instrumental in opening up galactic energies, forces, advances. It's like you can't take the moon and spin it in the direction you want it, but somehow there are other apparatus of field, magnetism, something or other that can be offered. So I don't have the vocabulary to explain any of this. However, it's you're very highly prized and particularly adept and quite motivated. In English, you remind me of Superman, where he's Clark Kent, as some people know him, but he's also playing Superman simultaneously. How do I explain this next part? And say your name again, please.
Heather.
It's like there's testing being done. Just the way they're testing for a vaccine. They're testing for effectiveness. They're testing like what helps the most, what will bring forth. Like when I'm looking at this, it looks like there's this energy, this like energy that's being offered. When I'm shaking my head, because when I tune into you, you just, every time I tune into your energy field, you just continue to, I almost want to say inspire me. Your ability, but you're not really Heather, of course. All right, let me see what else I can tell you, make it more practical here. And say your name again, please.
Heather. Would one aspect help if I said that my belly area is, it's not quite on fire, it's very activated, and here go my hands, so we're doing...
Yes, ma'am.
It's beyond words. I know it's beyond words.
Yes, ma'am. What they're showing me, because I obviously don't have the vocabulary, that picture I have on my first page on the website, look at that. It's like the yellow and the red, and it's like achievement, like much is occurring right now. You may sometimes feel like amnesia, like what was I just doing or where was I? And it's because you're really very focused on the needs right now, where you're, it's not that you're not here, but most of you is not here. It's functioning in these higher offerings. Very effective, very effective. So I still feel like there's testing. In other words, as which explains why we're not 100% aligned to 5D, because even when you're in these high advanced states, you can't always control outcome. You can't always control so many variables. So that's what I mean by testing. It's like, what's the best way to get the most profitability from the offerings and exchanges? It's just beautiful, really beautiful. Your heart is just gorgeous. When I say gorgeous, the love, they're showing me Venus. It's like the love that you carry for humanity. It's just phenomenal. It just is. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. And say your name again, please.
Heather.
They're showing me gas masks. Yeah, I'll just say it this way for the record. What we're experiencing in the outer world events, as we all understand it, but I honestly forgot that until this very moment, they're different versions of Earth. They're different, like, parallel existences. So again, helping us to align with the most purposeful positioning. I get it now. Yeah, get your beauty rest, my love. Get your beauty sleep. Really powerful. Really powerful.
Yeah. Well, that you said something is afoot, that makes complete sense. Because that has been coming forward. The testing, I keep thinking of like red clay earth, like it is in, say, Arizona and Mexico and all of that. This is where the fathers come in to play. And if we're in kind of certain shamanic moments as well, there's something, I don't know if Henry Lockett himself, or there's something that it's like there really are no accidents. There are no accidents.
Never.
There's something.
Well, there is something, because
it's like a tease, right? It's like a tease that I know there's something, and I know it's really big, and I know I'm being, is it primed or tested or all the things? And there is the medical part as well, including all of my family ancestral lines having to do with the mathematics and the respiratory and the land underfoot.
And say your name again, please.
Heather. I do want to say Helen, because it's interesting that there's an aspect of Helen of me, and I'll just keep the storyline to that. Like, there's a Helen of me.
There's something going on. This is totally astray. There's something going on under the earth.
Yep.
That you're involved in.
Yep. They won't tell me yet.
that's all I know.
It's all the math, isn't it? It's all the new pi 12 squared 75.
There's something, you're involved with something going on underneath the earth.
Okay.
Inside the earth.
Yeah.
stay tuned. So beautiful, though. Oh my God, your heart. Like, I just felt like your heart and your, oh my gosh. So much gratitude to you, honestly. It's like, whew, beautiful.
It seems like I have a linear question, but really I just want to say I love you.
I love you too. and that's the whole point. That's the whole point, is like we're all tapping into the power of love, because that is our essence. And this is the point, as we grow in that maturity and we understand the wealth of that, this is what changes the nations. This is what brings forth restoration.
Yeah.
And this is where we really don't know yet. We're just in the infancy of understanding that what we're sitting on. You know, it's like you're poor and you're sitting there with this inheritance that you haven't opened up and checked out. We're just in the infancy of understanding the value of what we bring forth. We bring forth.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, how may we help you?
A message. Oh, first of all, I've been very spacey lately, apparently. Yesterday I came in, I don't know what time it was, 1:30, I think, and the thing started at 12. And then today I came in at 7:30, and it started at 7. Very unlike me, so a message, please.
Okay. It's not bad what's going on with you. What they're showing me is like a kid's toy when you take out the battery pack and you put in like a new battery pack. You're being worked on in a way. You're receiving some kind of upgrading, and because of that, that's why you're spacey. That's why it's good. It's good. It's not bad. But that may continue for a little bit. You're not doing anything wrong. It's almost like you're being reprogrammed in a way.
Good timing for that.
You're too tired? Is that
good
what you said?
Good timing for that.
Oh, good timing. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is good timing for that. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason, is all is well. But it's oh, I just see number sequencing going off. So anyway, that's why you're not going crazy or anything. It will pass.
No, because I already went. Like, pretty fast crazy.
It will pass. It will pass. Okay, so let's see what else. And say your first name, please.
Lisa.
And say it one more time.
Lisa.
Open up your drawers of past remembrance. I see you with like a master or a master friend, and you're using something that to me looks like an abacus. What are you doing? And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Not what I thought. All right, let me figure this out. And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
I'm just going to say it this way. They're saying receive your final endorsements. But what they mean by that is this, they're saying, like, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be like rocket science. So in English, you already have higher awareness. You already have sacred wisdom. What you're learning to do is allow that to be the case. Allow, like if you had like a child prodigy and they can suddenly do something or they suddenly know something, you would just receive that. You would just think that was great. You're sort of like the prodigy. You're the one that has these awarenesses. Your mind likes to stall you out. Your mind still says, this needs to be played out in linear time, or I need to read 10 more books to convince myself. You're not learning anything from the books. What you're doing is almost like repeating the same thing over and over and over until you finally release the ego. You finally release your own stumbling block, your own limitation. It is so good. The energy coming through me is so intense when I say that. When I say release the stumbling block, I almost feel like I was being pushed forward. Like literally. So you're not, oh God, I put this in words. Lisa, say your name again, please.
Lisa.
You're learning how to treat yourself with kindness. So you're dropping all of this, I have to earn it. I have to learn. I have to study hard. I have to prove my worthiness. All of that are belief systems, and because you energize them, it seems real. It seems to have a hold on you. As you can spin it, they're saying, like, imagine you had two shows, like TV shows, whatever, and in one show, that's the way it is. You got to win the task. You got to choose the right thing. You got to work for it. And so you're doing it that way. Then you're sitting in the same seat, but you're switching over to this other show. And the other show, they just hand you the prize up front. It's yours. There you go. So you're learning how to allow that. You're learning how to receive, they're showing like if you went on a trip and someone said, oh, you've been upgraded to the suite, you've been upgraded to first class. Like, you wouldn't earn that, you wouldn't question that, you would receive that lovingly. Love to the self, receive. That in essence is what you're learning to do. You're learning to be kinder to the self. You're learning to allow grace to descend. You're learning, and say your name again, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
You're allowing the door to be opened. Now, when I said allow the door to be open, these doors look like a palace. They were the most regal, and let me explain. It wasn't like ornate regal. This is not like Versailles in Paris. It was regal as far as high knowledge, high wisdom, where those that know, like a master's retreat or whatever, it like you just felt that these are the guys that know. These are the ones. These are the ancient ones. My friend, it is right there waiting for you. It is right there waiting for you. I see you in this other lifetime. You're like a yogi. You're a male. You're really skinny. You're really skinny. If I had to guess, you are probably a breatharian. Or maybe they're showing me a, what do you call that, a koala bear, where they're just chomping on a eucalyptus leaf or whatever.
Yeah.
So like you may have eaten plants at times, but I feel very strongly that you were one of these that, oh, I don't know, but, you know, lived in a cave without food for 3 years or whatever. You look like a yogi. You look, your realizations are extraordinary. When I tune into you, you saw the future. You saw the planet. Like, you saw the whole thing. Like you can see when all this was created. You could see, like, Nostradamus. Like, you could see the potentiality of where it was going. And you were, I feel like how I felt with Heather, you were very committed to healing the mind. You were very, very committed. So this wasn't about, let me see how high I can go. It's how much can I contribute to sort of speed up the end of time? What can I do to speed up the end of time? Very sincere, very egoless. I feel like in this lifetime, you took on, they're saying, like, the banter of ego specifically, because you've served in healing the mirage in a number of ways, and so you wanted to serve through the healing of the mind. Because what you could heal, then you could then bring forth to others. So it's more of a, like, hands-on approach this time around versus just being out there in the ethers. You're very powerful. But this is why they want you to hear this. This is why you still have some of those egoic entanglements. It looks like spaghetti string to me, because you took on a lion's share. You took on a lot because you wanted to really push people through. Like, you really wanted to make an impact. So to do that, it's like, here we go, here we go. You need to hear that, because the more you can, it's perception of self. It's perception of self. So even when you're fiddling around with the antenna, meaning, like, even when you're still dealing with your paradigm or your beliefs, whatever, it's like, as you can receive your true perception of self, when you receive yourself, it's sort of like, if you know you're an electrician, and you show up at someone's house and their wires are all tangled. Well, you know, it's not great. On the other hand, you're an electrician, so you know how to handle it. That's what they want you to get. That's what they want to receive. Your level of proficiency, your the truth of your being. Because as you will own that, as you will permit that, then as you work through the beliefs, whatever's going on, there's going to be an increased, I'm just going to say proficiency again, because you take yourself higher. You receive yourself in this higher allowance. There's one other little piece, and say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Permit yourself to go first. There's still part of you, I'm just going to call it codependency, I don't know what else to say about it. You like feel bad leaving someone else behind. It's like you're trying to stay back. You're the master. I can't get the what this guy's saying to me, but it's like, you know, like let's get going in English. So permit yourself to advance. You're not leaving anyone behind. Everyone on a soul level agreed to the experience that you're destined for. All right, that's what I want to say to you. And do you have a question?
Well, that makes sense, a lot of sense, because I feel like in the past, since Julian left, I've just been having a lot of time with myself to like meditate and just to be on the beach and to have these thoughts, and I'll just be in the kitchen cooking and I have to stop. Like, I actually, a long time ago, you all told me to write, to journal, and so I didn't. But I'm compelled, I have to write it down. Like, I can't say it into my phone. Like, I need to write it in my book. I have to keep writing this in my book because I think maybe this can help. It's just, it's so clear to me, and usually I'm getting the it's a message, maybe, but I'm not sure. But I hear it as if it's talking to me, but
beautiful.
I don't hear a voice. But I hear, like, but it might be my imagination. Look at me right now. I'm a mess. So,
well,
in the best sort of way.
Well, no, you're not, but you're playing one. You're not a mess, but you're playing one. So take a look
at
that.
No, I'm not playing one. I'm not playing one. Am I playing one?
You're pretending. You're pretending. One moment. And say your first name.
Lisa.
You're hearing, my love. You're hearing just fine. You're hearing just fine.
Is that what it said, Bethany?
Yes, it said blossoming. In other words, which is so interesting to me, because when I looked at your blouse, the yellow in your blouse was just staring at me. It was just staring at me. Yes. Yes. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisa.
Triumphant success. Yes, please continue. Please continue.
So, you know, I learn a lot every time I come to these classes, these sessions, and from so many people, but I really learn a lot from the messages that I'm getting from me, because I, you know, I follow the instructions as much as possible, and I apply it to my life every step. So, you know, it's just helping me so much, you know, reminders, wait, that is exactly what they said was going to happen. A few weeks ago, you said you're going to have to let go of a few friends or somebody, and it's definitely my neighbors. I mean, it's like badness, there's a badness, and I'm feeling bad about that. I'm feeling like, not bad, but if I didn't call him out for stealing from me, I could have just let it go. But in his mind, he was already thinking that I was going to blame my son, so I couldn't do that. But that was ego. And I'm just a little confused right now, and so I think that has a little bit to do with like how I'm managing my day, because they live four things down, and I see them all the time, and they made this thing up in my head that there must be something wrong with me, because why would I make something like that up? You know? So it's like, oh my God, so it's all about my ego now, because I don't want them to think that I'm a weirdo. But, I mean, nobody else has ever thought I was a weirdo, except for maybe the people in my family. But...
Do you think you're a weirdo? That's the question.
No, I don't.
That's what you're...
I really don't. I really don't, to the point where I spend a lot of time now loving myself and, like, saying no. That, like, I can't have that in my field, because this is a story, and I'm not getting sucked into that ego story. I'm just not doing it. So... because I'm growing now, and I cannot let that send me back. Any bullshit. No, 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 no. No. Not with all the work I'm doing. No. So I'm like, and I just shoot everything around me that gets in the way.
All right, sweetheart. And say your name one more time, honey.
Lisa.
Open up to divine presence. You've got a master working with you. I mean, they're right there. You can have you can have your own channel and show in no time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I would love to stop having to bother you so much.
No, you're not bothering us. But there is one last little thing before I can let you go. And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Just notice the doubting, Thomas. Just notice when you have the doubts. Don't pretend they're not there. Just notice mm-hmm. them. You don't have to shoot them. Just having the awareness of it will bring you to that higher occurrence. So it was like that message. I don't know if it was Helen or whoever it was, but it's like just noticing the ego. That will help you a lot because you, oh gosh, I'm losing my words now. The more you notice it, the more you're going to see where it is. You know, it's just going to build that ability to really start seeing.
Okay. What about, so I started writing and now I seem to be painting again. Mm-hmm. So should I continue with the paintings that I was doing, those portal things with the serpents that I saw moving in and out, or should I move forward with maybe something else, open up to something else?
And say your first name.
Lisa.
Open up to divine attractiveness. In other words, you're functioning at a new energy level. So regardless of if you do the portals or what comes through, it's not going to be the same frequency. So,
okay, I was thinking.
So you're opening up to your relationship with self. It's sort of like they want me to leave you with this. When I do these groups, someone was like, well, can you talk about this time? And I'm like, not really, because I'm not in charge. I have absolutely no clue what I'm going to say. I have absolutely no clue. Because I really don't know. It's not my show. So it's the same thing with your painting. It's the divine self coming through. And staying, may I add. It's staying. And so remember, when you do those paintings, they're activations. They're your own personal activations.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It's so amazing. Everything is just, look at this. I mean,
yes,
it's
you
so
are.
Beautiful. It's so amazing.
You are.
Thank you. Oh, and could you please put that recording? That
yes.
The beginning part? Because obviously I came in when everybody was like, oh my God, that was amazing.
What did I miss in the movie? What did I miss in the movie? I was out getting popcorn. Absolutely. Okay. You got it, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. All right. Where are we? Joy.
Hi. Can I leave a message, please?
Sure. Own your part. What does that mean? And say your first name, please.
Joy.
I am very aware when I say this to you, I'm saying it to myself. Own your part. I'll just start giving you my examples. So I repeatedly sort of, not complain, but I'm aware that I process a lot of energy when I do all of these groups and sessions and everything else. But my guides have very politely pointed out to me different practices I can engage in that I will not feel the effects of it that much. And so of late, it's finally dawned on me that it's really no one's responsibility than my own to follow through with the recommendations because it's like medicine. If you don't take it, you really can't blame the doctor if you're not healing. So it's a little bit like that, where you have a performance call, and I literally see you as like this actress on the stage. So the question is, what can you be doing? Let me figure that out for you. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
What are they talking about? Joy, say it one more time, honey.
Joy.
Thank you. The cards were absolutely not what I thought they would be, so I'm trying to figure that out. Joy, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Joy.
Thank you.
Is it about drinking by any chance? That's kind of holding me back.
Well, let me try that, because everything I keep trying to work out is not seeming to be the answer. So let's try that for fun. And say your name again, please.
Joy.
Thank you. That's funny. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So you want to find other inspired motivators. So whatever it's doing for you, my very strong feeling is as you will listen to your intuition as far as other placements of your power, of your sensitivities, I feel like everything's set up for your advancement. So in English, you're receiving the memo, but like when I'm just looking at somebody like in an office and they've just got papers everywhere, like it's just a mess. So yes, you're receiving instruction. It's about following through. Yeah, so look at how intuitive you are. I mean, that's what I'm getting from this whole thing. It's like, oh my gosh, she is intuitive. She does hear, she does know. Let me see. I feel like there's a second part to this thing. And say your name again, please.